Welcome. We are the Babes. Beth, Diana, Erica, and Terry. Sit back and get ready to laugh until you cry.
Good evening, my lovelies. This is Witch Esmeralda, head of the Witches Council. Here to give you tonight's Witches Report. Well, 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 it's almost Halloween night. The witches can't wait to sweep down from the sky on their brooms and steal all of that delicious candy while the ghosts and goblins keep the children running for their lives. All of you wretched, sticky-fingered, whining little people will run to your mother screaming. There is no escape. We all have the scariest, loudest, creepiest, and most devious of all witches leading our mission. Even...
Wait, Witch Esmeralda. You can't do that on Halloween.
What? Who is that speaking? Who dares to try to stop the witches, ghosts, and goblins on Halloween?
Well, it's me, Casper, the friendly ghost. I'm afraid I cannot let you scare all those children and steal all their candy. It's just not nice.
Nice? Nice, you say? There is no nice on Halloween night.
Well, I'm sorry, but I just cannot let you do that.
And just what do you propose to do to stop us?
Well, I have a secret potion that I'm going to spray on you. It's called Love Potion Number 9. Here it goes.
What's happening? I feel so nice. Well, I hope all of you lovely little children get lots and lots of wonderful candy and special treats. What a lovely holiday Halloween is. And to all of our listeners, thank you for tuning in to the podcast, especially October episodes for the Halloween Witches Report. I just wish I could remember why all of the previous reports seemed so different. Well, all I can say is, Happy Halloween!
Okay, everybody has their favorite aspect of Halloween, and mine, ever since I was a kid until now, is still the candy. I love to get candy. I love to give candy. I did not like getting healthy stuff when I was trick-or-treating, and so I never do give out any healthy stuff. What about you, Terry? What do you give out for Halloween?
Oh, you know, and my kids get on me for it all the time. You know those little tiny containers of Play-Doh? Little tiny containers
like
of Play-Doh
that.
And spider rings and, of course, chocolate and candy. But I put other stuff in there, not just
me too.
Candy.
Yes. Me too. I like that. I like that. Erasers, like those, or those Halloween pencils. Did you ever hand out the Halloween pencils? I like those. But I always give candy too, just because kids like candy.
They do like candy.
You know,
but they get a ton of it.
They do.
That's true.
But then they can separate it into like chocolate and squishy and hard and, you know, and make their piles. Did you ever do that?
Oh, the poor kid got too much candy. What?
Quick,
said no kid ever.
No.
Well, no, they have to pay the parent tax, right?
The what?
Did you have to pay the parent tax with the candy?
No. What is
that? Oh, your parents never went in and said had to have some of the chocolate or some of this or some of that?
No, my mom and dad gave me all the candy.
Queen Beth.
Some parents now listen to this. They tell their kids that the Great Goblin, if you donate your candy to the Great Goblin, then they get a present instead and they take all their candy away.
I don't
what?
Like this
and they get
one
a present?
Bit.
Yeah. It's like putting it out, like, you know, your tooth for the tooth fairy.
Because they don't
or something.
Want them to eat the candy.
Exactly.
Oh, come
is
on,
that
it's
stupid?
Halloween.
Wait a minute. No. Who eats the candy? They do.
The parents.
Oh,
I take it to work to my office. Yeah, right. Yeah,
you stick
right.
it all in your drawer.
And then by Christmas, you've gained 10 pounds, which is another discussion later.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I think that's terrible. I think you should be able to have candy. I think that that's fun. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's really good. We used to get, one guy used to give us nickels every Halloween.
Oh,
we
got that a was my Did you mom. Get money? Do you know what? Every year my mom gave nickels because she just thought it was better. And, mm-hmm. you know, we get, of course, you know, this is like, you know, 50, 60 years ago. But she would always get rolls and rolls of nickels and give every kid, of course, now a kid wouldn't want a nickel. They'd be like, what's that?
Right. Well, we're dating ourselves. But when we were kids, a nickel could still buy like a candy bar.
Right. So, you could go get your own candy bar.
Yeah. So I thought that was cool.
But I still like to give money. Candy. I still sometimes get a jar of dimes and give them maybe a little mini candy bar and a dime. Oh. And when you give a kid money, they really pay attention.
The little ones
exactly.
do.
Oh, yeah.
yeah. The little exactly. ones do.
What?
Yeah.
Only a quarter?
Yeah. But I still think money is cool. Remember remember years ago, trick-or-treat, money or eats?
What?
No, what is that?
What is it?
I haven't heard that.
You know, instead of just trick-or-treat, when we were little, you knock on the door and you say, trick-or-treat, money or eats?
Oh, no.
That was
trick-or-treat, give me something good to eat.
No, I didn't
smell
have
my
that
feet.
One. Chicago,
all right, smell my feet.
No, Chicago was trick. Chicago, they said trick or treat, money or eats, and I don't know. That's just what
oh,
I knew.
Oh, that's so cool. Oh, they have money. Money is good. I think that's a good thing. I hated getting like healthy things, like mm-hmm. like the dentist would hand out toothbrushes or something, and we go. Oh,
you had a dentist in your neighborhood?
Well, yeah, and one of them. And then, of course, my kids wanted to go to the best neighborhoods. Oh, let's go where they give out the big candy bars. So they'd, you know, get their friends and, you know,
behind the gated
people.
Communities
yes,
and
exactly.
stuff.
Do you know what
yeah.
was really cool? Of course, when I moved to California, I was in my 30s. So, of course, I could not trick or treat.
Aww.
But unfortunately, but the kids across the street, they taught me this. They said, Beth, everybody goes to Bob Hope's house, and he has special stuff made Ooh. To give out on Halloween. And I'm like, whatever it is, can you get me one?
It's like you needed to rent a kid. That's
I just wanted
thing.
To see what Bob yeah, Hope was right. giving out. So I don't remember what it was, but he'd always have something special
really?
Made. Bob Hope did that every year in California. He was
oh,
really
that's
a
so
wonderful
sweet.
Guy.
Wow.
And
that's
every
so sweet.
Kid in Southern California found
knew?
Their way to Bob Hope's house. Every kid.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah.
Well, you were lucky that you lived in such a nice area that was the way it was.
Well, you know, I was in North Hollywood, which is right next to Burbank. And mm-hmm. I think he lived in... I can't think of it right,
but right
you know,
there,
by Ventura Boulevard, yeah. you know, right down
yeah.
there.
Okay.
But it was
well,
really
it doesn't
cool,
matter, unfortunately. He's not passing out candy anymore.
No,
so.
But he was the king of Halloween yeah. in Southern California.
Wouldn't that have been
Bob
great
Hope.
To put in your will for perpetuity if you were really
oh,
rich?
To keep yeah. it going?
To keep it going,
oh,
like forever. That would be so
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's think about that. I still have not done my Halloween candy shopping, so
I haven't either.
You better
maybe
get on it.
We should wrap this up so I can go shop because Halloween's just a few days away.
Okay.
Welcome back, listeners. You are tuned in to the Heidi Ho Show, and I have three special guests here in the studio with me, the original Sin City Witches of Las Vegas. Rumor has it that you are really sisters and that you were seduced by the devil when you were in high school. Is that true?
We didn't come here to discuss our past. It's Halloween. We came here to have fun. Mm-hmm. Right, sisters?
Yes.
Right.
Uh-huh. Well, all right then. Supposedly, you meet here in Las Vegas every Halloween. Why don't you just introduce yourselves?
Yes, we do, Heidi Ho, and good idea. I'm the firstborn Mirage, and at this point in my life, I've mostly retired from spells and potions. Basically, I spend my days reading auras and tarot cards and trying to get rid of all those sexy men I've conjured up and I'm tired of. That's all.
Well, I'm the middle witch, Luxor. Our parents wanted a warlock, but got another witch. I never did get any attention, so I am still a bit of trouble. Well, the last thing I did was turn my ex-husband into a frog because he irritated me. That jerk left me with 5 kids. In Pahrump. Good thing I'm talented. Nobody knows why my winery does so well in the middle of the desert, and they never will.
And I'm the youngest, Stratosphere. I never grew up and I'm still playing tricks on people. We're not all bad, you know. We do things for good reasons.
Like what you recently did to your neighbor's dog, Sister Strat?
It wasn't that bad. He's a rabbit now. Rabbits are much more quiet. That dog was disrupting my seance time.
Excuse me. I understand you're witches, but being cruel doesn't make you cool. Do you really think you're cool? These outfits you're wearing, all black? I mean, that's for funerals, and it's so yesterday.
I'd choose my words a bit more carefully if I were you, Miss Heidi Ho.
Do you realize how ridiculous you look? What? That makeup went out of style in the 1950s, and that crystal ball mirage? I think you've been looking at your reflection a little too long.
I'd heed my sister's advice if I were you, Miss Heidi Ho.
As for you, Luxor, now tell me, how can you be a mother and a witch at the same time? And do you really think it's a good influence on your children to dress like that? Is that setting a good example, really?
You know my ex-husband once asked me that same question. Sisters, do you remember what happened to him?
Heidi Ho, I wouldn't go there if I were you.
Oh, it's too late. You've just crossed the line. Heidi Ho, sisters, it's time to cast a spell and take care of this problem. After all, we have places to go and things to do.
Sisters, is this really necessary?
Yes.
Honestly, I'm not trying to be like a Glinda or anything, but an unnecessary spell isn't the best idea right now, especially with our reputation here in Vegas.
Do it, Luxor. Do it. Do it. Do it, Luxor.
It appears as if I'm losing control of this interview. 1 minute. Where's the sound guy? Can somebody help me?
Oh, I have the perfect spell. If Heidi Ho wants to be such a bitch, we can turn her into a little puppy. I've got my portable cauldron right here, and it's all ready to go. I'll start stirring the pot as it boils.
Well, all right then. After all, she probably will make a better puppy than an interviewer anyway.
Yes, she will. Sisters, let's read the incantation together.
It takes a good witch to turn a lady bitch into a real one. Now this will be fun.
The cauldron is boiling and ready to go.
Time to make our potion. It's lovely having such magical powers.
4 frog's legs and an eye of newt here.
3 rabbit tails and a petrified carrot there.
And a fox's head to turn the pot blood red.
Here we go. A bitch you want to be.
A lady puppy you will see.
This is our night, Halloween. The night that witches and devils turn mean. Ruff, ruff, ruff. Ruff, ruff, ruff. From now on, you'll only eat bones and stuff. The spell is cast. You're a puppy that fast.
Actually, sisters, this turned out to be quite a howling good time. But I think we may need a new interviewer next year.
Don't you worry. We'll find a new one. She was boring anyway.
A good thing Halloween only comes once a year. Right, Puppy Heidi? Now go fetch that bone like a good little girl. And remember, listeners, don't mess with the Sin City Sisters.
Let's get out of here and have some real fun and cause some real trouble.
Here are our broomsticks. Let's go.
Sisters together, sisters forever. Sisters together, sisters forever. Happy Halloween, everyone.
Well, you know what, ladies? This time of year is one of my favorite times of year, and part of it has to do with the pumpkins. And I know we've talked a little bit before about pumpkin spice and the coffee and pumpkin muffins and all that kind of stuff, but I mean actually the pumpkins.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I start buying pumpkins back in September.
Really?
I do.
No
I
way.
Absolutely do. Well, that's when you get the biggest and the cheapest.
But do they last?
To Halloween. They do. Here in Nevada, you'd be surprised how long these pumpkins actually stay good.
Do you keep them outside in the garage or something?
No, actually, they're in the house and they're on the tile. Because the tile's on the cool side. We've had pumpkins, I hate to admit, last a very, very long time.
Really?
Yeah. Well, we have that kind of science intrigue going on in my house. My kids think like scientists. I kind of like that science.
Oh, that's right. Cool.
So, we've had a couple years where they kind of dried, and you could actually almost like gourds.
Like a gourd, yeah.
Smaller one.
But yeah. Those are ones you didn't carve.
No. We did not carve those. Once you carve them,
that's it.
Absolutely. So all bets are off.
If you buy a pumpkin and you don't carve it and you just leave it till it gets old, what happens?
It will rot like everything else in life, Beth.
Well, have you ever done that like with apples and stuff too? Sometimes they'll just shrivel up and they don't necessarily
mummify.
Yes, sometimes they'll mummify.
I didn't think
about it. Sometimes, depending on the germs that are around, they will mold and decompose that way. But a lot of times they'll do more of a mummifying thing, and then that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I always buy a few that I can sit around as decorations because they work for Thanksgiving as well. If you just have just a pumpkin and you don't carve it or you don't paint it, that kind of thing.
And you really could draw on it. I bet for Thanksgiving, I never thought of it before, but you could draw like fall colors or put leaves on it.
You could.
Something, I
hate to admit it, but I've gotten so, I don't know, so different or maybe, let's just put it out there, so lazy over the years.
Oh,
I've got
Erica.
The plug-in pumpkin. It's like a styrofoam orange pumpkin with a cutout face, and you plug it in the wall, and there's a light inside, and it just starts to smile at you. Never goes bad, never mummifies.
Well, it lasts for years to come.
Lasts forever.
No, we really get into the carving, though. We get those things that you can kind of trace, and then you put them on the pumpkins, punch all the holes and we carve them out. And we've been doing that for years and years and years. When I grew up, we used to get the markers and we carved them and they all looked goofy. Now
they all look
more
the same. Triangle
sophisticated.
Eyes, triangle nose. Try to make teeth without accidentally
raggedy
them out.
Teeth.
Yeah.
No, they're much more sophisticated now. What I love the best, though, is we used to have a friend that would invite us to her house. She'd invite all the kids, and she would make chili. And we would all be outside. The kids would be carving pumpkins, and we'd be eating chili and drinking hot apple cider. And it was just like a whole event. So I love a pumpkin carving party.
Oh, I would like to do that.
Oh, we should have one.
Because you know what? I love to carve pumpkins, but I have no one to do it with.
Let's do it.
Brady is not into carving pumpkins.
No.
I'll do it. It's not his
thing. That would be fun.
You want it?
It doesn't have to be huge. You could get like medium-sized pumpkins.
I want a big one.
Well, then
are we still talking about pumpkins?
No comment.
Well, no comment, but I do want a big one.
Okay, so maybe we should just all go pumpkin shopping.
Let's go to the pumpkin patch. I know you can get them at Albertsons, but isn't it more fun going to a pumpkin patch?
Absolutely.
Like
paying
Charlie
through
Brown,
the nose.
You know?
Yeah.
It's the experience.
We'll get a pumpkin. But we have to carve them outside because that would be more fun. And then do you take the seeds and roast them?
I used to. I haven't done much of that lately because my kids don't like them.
So,
I don't know why. My kids aren't seed kids. But I love seeds. They're not.
Hey,
I don't eat seeds.
Nuts and seeds.
I have an idea. Yeah. Let's roast the pumpkin seeds, but let's take some of those organic hot peppers that I ground up.
Uh-huh.
And let's sprinkle
that
hot peppers on the pumpkin seeds.
Yeah.
Well, that's making me hungry.
Hot pepper pumpkin.
So we might need to take a break, maybe put another sketch on and see what we got in the kitchen.
That sounds good to me. We are so happy to have Lady Stardust in the studio with us tonight. Good evening, Lady Stardust. Please tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Good evening, and thank you for inviting me. I am Lady Stardust, a child of the universe. I am also the utmost authority on superstitions and myths.
Lady Stardust, I'm a bit reluctant to mention this, but I noticed that the outfit you're wearing is inside out. Did you dress that way on purpose?
Funny you should mention this, dearie, but yes, of course I did it on purpose. If you wear your outfit inside out and walk backwards, you can meet a witch, if there is one nearby.
A witch? Why would you want to meet a witch?
Well, truth be told, I am in need of a spell, and so I thought, why not? Why not maximize this time and space since it is Halloween? I will find a witch and get a spell. I am a very practical woman, you know.
Actually, I didn't know, but perhaps you could share some other superstitions or myths with us.
First, let me clarify. Just because it is termed a myth or superstition doesn't mean it isn't true.
But isn't that what a myth or superstition is? A story that isn't true?
Oh, my dear, I have seen things. That is why I know what I know. Now, listen carefully. During Halloween, there is a thinning of the wall between the physical and supernatural worlds. You need to have some faith in magic. Oh, my word, there's a black cat in the studio.
I thought you brought that cat. I thought the cat was yours.
Now, why would I bring a cat into a radio station?
I'm not sure.
Exactly. But tell me, crossing paths with a black cat could mean there is a witch nearby.
Hmm.
By the way, be very careful not to hurt a black cat, dearie, or you will have 7 years bad luck.
Really?
Perhaps you should offer the cat some milk while I share a few more myths and superstitions.
Okay. Would someone please get this cat some milk and hurry?
Getting a bit nervous, dearie. Don't worry. You'll be fine as long as you have faith.
Well, what about those myths, Lady Stardust? I'm sure our listeners are really interested in what you have to say.
First, if you see bats on Halloween flying around your house, inside or out, it is a sign that nearby there are spirits or ghosts. Also, remember that one must always hold their breath while driving by a cemetery. This prevents evil spirits from entering your body.
Oh, and
one more thing. Do you see that spider crawling on your frock?
Spider? Whoa, what spider? Where? Get it off. What does it mean?
Don't worry. It's a good thing. Oh. It means that the spirit of a dead one is watching over you.
Oh, well, I still didn't like it, and I'm glad the cat ate it anyway after I flung it to the ground.
Que sera, dearie, que sera. Well, I think I really should be going. I do need to find that witch. I shall be exiting walking backwards, so everyone watch out for me.
Thank you for sharing your stories with us. Oh, Lady Stardust, be careful. You almost stepped on the cat.
Whoopsie. Now that could have been tragic. Just a few more steps and hopefully the witch will appear. I think I hear her. Witch, where are you? Where are you? I am coming to find you. I have your cat. Happy Halloween, everyone, and good night.
Thank you for listening. I don't know about you, but I've had a great time, and I'm not ready to call it a night, so you can catch us on our website, babesinvoiceland.com. Hope to see you there.